experience of Jesus came from her darkest moment, involved the ministry of angels. It also involved her inability to recognize Jesus. He's standing there behind her. She turns around, sees this figure, and she instantly assumes that he is the gardener. It's dawn. The gardeners are kind of trim the grass and trim, you know, they don't open tombs and remove bodies, but she, her wrong thinking is still kicking in here. She assumes he's the gardener. And this person says to her, get this, woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for? There's something really wonderful here. These are the first words that Jesus spoke after he rose from the dead. He spoke to his broken-hearted follower, Mary Magdalene, and he said, woman, why are you crying? Now, just think of what Jesus could have said. You're writing the script of the epic blockbuster movie that's going to be the biggest grossing movie of all time about the resurrection of Jesus. Where does Jesus appear? He appears in the high priest's palace. And the high priest is just shaving or whatever it is in the morning, and suddenly, boom, there is Jesus in all his glory. And he says, I am alive. Is that not what you would write in the script? Here's Jesus, the creator of the universe, the sustainer of the universe, the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. And what is the first thing he says after he rises from the dead? Woman, why are you crying? And that, to me, is one of the most powerful insights into the heart of Jesus for his followers. Forget the high priest just now. We'll deal with him later. One of my most faithful followers is here brokenhearted. I've got to comfort her first. That is just amazing. Just think about that afterwards. Talk about that over your Sunday lunch. What an insight into the heart of Jesus. Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for? She didn't recognize him, thinking he was the gardener. Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will get him. And then Jesus said to her, Mary. So her new experience of Jesus came from her darkest time, involved the ministry of angels, involved her inability to recognize Jesus. It was intensely personal. If you're going to be transformed, it's great to come here and all these people singing and so on, but you need a one-to-one with Jesus. You need Jesus to meet you personally and transform you. If you are a Christian and you want to move on to a higher level of your Christian experience, and what you need is a one-to-one with Jesus, an intensely personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And that's what she had. So that was her, she has a new experience of Jesus. Okay, we better move on swiftly with the last three things are going to be very quick. She has a new confession of Jesus. Now, I'd like to preach 10 sermons on this verse here. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic. Now, Aramaic was a form of Hebrew that most people in Israel at that time spoke. And this is left untranslated in the Greek New Testament. It's left in as the Aramaic word. And what she says is, Rabboni. And what Rabboni means is, my great master. And this was a term that was used only for the highest, the most dignified of Jewish teachers. And what is happening here is that this woman, who's been under the control of 7 devils, has been released by Jesus, is one of a small and elite group of followers of Jesus who consider him, the great rabbi, Jesus of Nazareth, to be their great, personal, supreme teacher. This is, it doesn't sound, you're saying, well, what's he, I don't know what he's talking about. In the culture, that is utterly revolutionary. And to me, this is a window into the new order of things that Jesus is instituting, where it's not an issue of gender or of race or of age. It's an issue of people transformed by Christ, meeting Christ, serving him out of the giftedness that he has given them, out of love and devotion. This is the new community. This is the church that he is building. If you don't believe me, read Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost when all of these things are blown out the window. All of these things that we get so hung up about. There's, I sense, 10 sermons coming on here, so we better move on to the next part. She has a new confession. Rabboni. Never called him that before. My great master, my great teacher. My great teacher. Isn't that wonderful? So she's a new confession. Then she has a new relationship with Jesus. Verse 17, Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me. I'm not yet returned to the Father." She's clinging on to him. Are you surprised? She never thought she would see him again. Never thought she would even see his body. She's clinging on to him, and he says, "Okay, let me go just there, Mary. Don't hold on to me. I've not yet returned to the Father. I've not yet returned to the Father." So what's he saying? He's saying, "Mary, the time and the place for unbroken fellowship with me is not here just now. That time will come." John 14, "I go to prepare a place for you." Where? In my Father's house. That's the place, unbroken fellowship. I wanted to assure you, a Christian this morning, that is what is up ahead, unbroken fellowship with Christ in the Father's house. But just now, yes, we can experience fellowship with Christ, but not that unbroken way that we will then. Now there's work to do. So she has a new relationship with him. He says, "Don't cling on to me just now. There'll be a time for that. There'll be a place for that. But just now, as my sister with my brothers, go. There is work." So the final thing, so her new encounter, her transforming encounter is a new experience of Jesus. She has a new confession. She has a new relationship with him. Finally, she has a new ministry for him. He says, "Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." So you can imagine, she's not just, "I've seen the Lord." It's, "I've seen the Lord." "I've seen the Lord." She's a picture of delight. She's been transformed by her encounter with Jesus Christ. She has a new ministry for Christ. That is, and I didn't make up this term, it's been around for 1,500 years. She is an apostle to the apostles. She goes with the message of the resurrection to the apostles. And if you read the book of Acts sometime, you will discover that the core of the message of the apostles was Jesus is risen from the dead. And the person who lit the blue touch paper of the explosive apostolic ministry that we find in the book of Acts and beyond was Mary Magdalene. She went back to them and said, "I've seen the Lord. He's alive." And I want to assure you that Christianity, although it involves feelings and beliefs, is solidly based on facts. The greatest fact is that Jesus Christ is alive. And he wants to meet with you, and he wants to transform you. Do you want to meet with him?